coming into this game. You know, it was a big matchup and playing a really good opponent. So, you know, I thought for 60 minutes we played a hell of a hockey game. And, you know, this is the standard we want to set from going forward. And, yeah, obviously, very happy with the 2 points we got.
You downplayed it to us, obviously. But did it mean something a little bit more because it was them? And 112 in a row, I mean, now that it's over?
Well, I mean, it's always fun to play those games. Defending champs and 12 straight wins, and you know, it's a lot of fun to play those games. And those are the games you really want to play as a hockey player. So for us, we were very excited about this game, and wanted to make sure that we had a good game. Or 60 minutes, we prepared really good. So,
what does it mean to win 7 in a row?
Well, it means you know we're on a roll, and you know we're doing a lot of good things, and. You know, 2-1 games, 1-goal games, it's those kind of games that you have to win. And everyone who's been around this league for a long time know the stretch is going to be a lot of close games, and you got to be able to finish them off. And I think we did a great job. I mean, two PKs in the third, and we did a great job. I thought we gave up for 4 or 5 shots in the third. No, maybe more. We had 8 or 9. But yeah, exactly. So if we keep opponents to 120 shots, we're giving ourselves a good chance.
I feel like you're playing your game more often. I mean, as a team, you feel like you're starting to play your game.
I think everyone is.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone jumping in. You know, our first goal is a good example. You know, shot it, and Strauss is in front and tipping it in. So, you know, everyone getting involved. And, you know, the forwards are very disciplined when they see us going in and staying high. So, you know, it's obviously a good feeling when we're rolling and playing our way and everyone chipping in. So it's a lot of fun to play.
What can you say about the Callahan Brown football line? I mean, they get assignments every night. It seems like
they've been unreal. And you know, I think for everyone, you know, needs to ship in to win hockey games. But that line has been tremendous for us during this stretch, and you know, playing tough minutes against tough opponents, and you know, playing well, creating a lot of offense, and you know, it's fun to watch and fun to play behind them, obviously.
Considering the winning streak that they were on, is it a little more of a gratifying win for you guys?
Well, we want to win as many hockey games as we can, and obviously we were off to a little bit of a you know, up and down start, and you know, we wanted to get on a roll, and you know, we started one in 2016, so we want to keep that going. We got 2 more games before the break, and you know, we want to win those 2 games, but we got to focus on the first one on Saturday against Florida. You know, another division opponent, and they're still ahead of us. So, you know, our goal is to catch them, and you know, we gotta win that game on Saturday to be able to do that.
I don't know how Dennis before, but how big was Anton's tip of your shot after you give up the goal?
Yeah, we were obviously not happy about that. You know, we wanted to have a good start in our first shift we got scored on. So, you know, we talked on the bench to bounce back, and you know, a couple of shifts later we scored one. So that was obviously a big goal for us, and we took off from there.
How big was Bishop down the stretch there?
No, huge. Didn't have too many shots throughout two periods, but you know, he's a world class goalie for a reason, and he's been showing that all year, and made some big saves for us, obviously, and you know, we're very calm when we have him back there.
What does a win like this tell you about where you guys are in the scheme of things?
Yeah, you know, we won 7 in a row. We beat a very good opponent who's been red hot lately, and is the defending champs. But other than that, you know, it was game 47, and we look forward to game 48.
Thank you.
Victor, you guys did a heck of a job containing Marian Hossa and Jonathan Toews tonight. Was that part of the plan, or is that just something that you guys focus on regularly as far as taking out their best players?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, every game you want to try and shut down their best players, and, you know, they have a lot of talent up front, with especially their first two lines are very lethal offensively, and you know, I thought we did a good job, except the first goal, obviously. But I think overall, I think we did a pretty good job of shutting them down, and you know, we tried to play as much as we could in their end, and I think we did a good job of that.
Absolutely, 1 shot for Jonathan Toews and 0 for Hossa. That's not a bad job at all.
No, if we do that on a daily basis, I mean, we're going to give ourselves a good chance. But you know, they had a lot of good looks there down the stretch. You know, Kane Panarin and Anisimov is very highly skilled offensively too, like everyone knows. So, you know, but I think we did a pretty good job, and you know, trying to contain them and keep them to a minimum.
Thank you.